Prince Harry once said he didn't drag himself through officer training school to end up not going to Iraq. But that's exactly what he did. After months of go, no-go dithering about whether to deploy him, Britain's chief general today changed his mind again. It's no-go.
There have been a number of specific threats. These threats expose not only him, but also those around him, to a degree of risk that I now deem unacceptable.
Attacks on British troops have increased lately, and it's now thought insurgents plan to target the prince directly. Harry's worst fear has come true.
The last thing I want to do is have my soldiers sent away to Iraq or wherever like that, and for me to be held back home twiddling my thumbs thinking, well, what about David, what about Derek, you know?
But now David and Derek will go, and Prince Harry won't. Killing or capturing a prince might have been a huge insurgent propaganda victory. A prince not going to war at all is a victory in its own right. Bowler hats and not combat helmets now seem to be in Harry's future, and questions are being asked why one soldier's life is worth more than any other. Mark Phillips, CBS News, London.